In part two of our series on the state of democracy, we are going to turn our focus back home to Australia and examine the changes we have seen in our own political system in recent times. With an unprecedented amount of support for minor parties and a tumultuous revolving door in the Prime Minister's chair, is Australia in the midst of its Trump or Brexit moment? Victor Petrovic filed this report.
The 2016 federal election here in Australia fell in the midst of a dramatically rising vote for the soon-to-be President Donald Trump in the US and just after the historic Brexit referendum in the UK. The election saw a large spike in voting for parties other than the Labor Party and the Liberal Party, with a remarkably high amount of voters turning to minor parties to represent their interests. Many commentators at the time saw this as our Trump or Brexit moment, the collapse of political norms and support for a chaotic system of government. Carmela Shivers and some of her fellow researchers at the Grattan Institute have compiled data on the amount of voters turning to minor parties. They found that 26% of voters voted for parties other than Labor, the Liberals, the Nationals or the Greens. Like in the US and Britain, many thought that this is due solely to economic factors leading to disillusionment with the system. Carmela Shivers thinks this is tenuous.
There is a sense, a broad sense, that people who vote for outsider parties are people who are economically disadvantaged. It's true in some sense. Minor party voters are much more likely to identify as being working class, and the minor party vote tracks quite closely to unemployment, at least in the period that we were looking at. But it's quite complex because the minor party vote in Australia also rose when wages were growing fastest. And the people who vote for minor parties aren't necessarily the most economically disadvantaged.
Economic factors are not the only driver of minor party voting. Veteran Labor strategist Bruce Hawker has also completed research as to why voters are turning to minor parties. He thinks there are a myriad of reasons.
Well, they basically feel that these parties are no longer really speaking for them. They don't feel that they had their interests at heart. They feel that they represent other interests. They look at the policies and say, well, and their attitudes, and they see Canberra as being a club, very cosy, where governments change but attitudes really don't. And they think that, a lot of the things that they are concerned about just aren't being picked up by the major parties or reflected in their policies.
Some of those concerns that Bruce refers to are traditionally to do with issues surrounding immigration. I spoke to One Nation Senator for New South Wales, Brian Burston, who shed some light on the thoughts amongst these fringe voters to do with immigration.
One of the major issues I've got with the major parties is at election time, the immigration numbers that are coming into Australia are not contested. It's virtually a bipartisan approach by both major parties. Minor parties can jump up and down all they like, but unless we can split the two parties apart on that issue, then it's going to remain status quo. That's the biggest single major issue in Australia. And if people or parties want, major parties want to get rid of the minor parties in a sense, such as One Nation, they have to change their position on issues such as that. I would suggest that if Dutton and the government change their position and reduce immigration numbers, then the populist parties, as they put them, such as One Nation, would, I believe, fall by the wayside, and in a sense our job would have been done.
But issues of policy and disillusionment were not the only factors driving voters to minor parties and supposedly leading to the collapse of our system, as outlined by Dr. Zara Ghazarian from Monash University.
Part of the reason can be because there were so many new minor parties contesting the election. And from memory, there were over 50 minor parties contesting the last election. In fact, it was one of the highest rates since 2013. I think choice is a major feature. And I think also the policy debate, the political debate. I think there are parts of the electorate that are clearly not satisfied with the options being provided by the major parties, either Labor or the Coalition. And in fact, if we look at the data, we see that the growth in the number of minor parties is actually happening on the right of the political spectrum. We've got a whole range of new minor parties that are emerging, contesting elections from the right. Whereas on the left, it appears that the Australian Greens have now consolidated their position and are able to attract all left-of-centre voters who are not going for the Labour Party. Whereas on the right, it's really a scattering of all these parties, new parties, and they're chipping votes away from the coalition.
Dr. Ghazarian says that the major parties need to expand their thinking to include more Australians if they're going to win these voters back.
At this stage, we can't really say that a minor party is likely to win executive power in Australia anytime soon. But what they are doing is a number of beneficial things for a democratic system, and that is they are giving voice to segments of society that would feel unimportant to the major parties. They are also, of course, giving an opportunity for the major parties to think beyond the fairly well-trodden ground, policy ground, which they are working in. And it's also quite good for democracy, because when you've got these minor parties snapping at the heels of major parties, the idea is that the major parties will take elections, policy and government a bit more seriously and a bit more carefully than if you had no challengers snapping at their heels. So the role of and rise of minor parties in a net effect has the potential to be quite positive. And I think that is a contribution that they are making and a feature of Australian politics that we just didn't have 30-odd years ago.
The way that voters are addressed by politicians is also a factor pushing them to minor parties, according to Bruce Hawker.
People want more than messaging. You know, they want more than spin. They actually want to see some changes take place which would mean that politicians actually understand and appreciate the concerns that they have about the way in which society or Australia is moving.
Political strategist Bruce Hawker ending that report by Victor Petrovic.